for the Falcons to go in there, I think the biggest thing was running the way they ran the football, and they stuck with the damn run. I thought that was the biggest thing. Sometimes you get a little cute, get a little away from it, but I thought the way they ran the ball, I thought Bijan ran hard. You know Tyler gonna run hard. I mean, and I thought that was just the emphasis, just enough. Kurt made enough throws in the game, you know, to look efficient and everything. Defense was fine, got the two turnovers. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the hell Young Buck was doing. You better go scope.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I was dead.
That's what
I said. What the hell are you doing?
That's his first pick.
They're
man.
Not coming back.
Get in the end zone.
Get in the damn end zone. What the hell are you doing?
Get in the end zone.
I was like, when I saw
get in the end zone and dance with your teammates. What are you doing?
When I saw him going, I was like, what the hell are you doing?
I don't know.
What are we doing? Oh, he's such a great team player. Man, get the hell out of here, man.
Thank you so much.
You better go scope.
Thank you, Randy.
Yeah, man.
Because I tweeted that and then everyone got my mentions. They're like, no, that's just good, smart teammate.
Man, get the
football.
Hell out of here, man.
I was like, you think his teammates would have been mad at him?
Hell no, man. You better go. There's no way. I understand why teams do it. Remember,
sure, I understand.
We need a Todd Gurley to do that here. I get that.
Right, that's a different thing.
Man, you better go scope, right? Clark.
You
better go scope.
I understand they got to kneel on the ball three times at the end of the game. There
man,
was no.
But damn that.
Damn that. Get in the
go,
end zone.
Go.
Get in the house.
Yeah.
What's your touchdown dance? Like, what are we doing?
I mean, that was a hell of a pick, too.
It was great.
It was a hell of
a
pick.
And I love Clark Phillips.
And I love him. Go, scope.
Man, all right? 100%.
I did not understand 100%. That right there.
Because you know what also looks cooler? 45 to 20.
Yes.
45 to 20 man, looks a hell of a lot cooler than 38
to
20.
You better go, scope.
Look, again.
But it was great.
That's fun. It's cool to be able to nitpick the decision to lay down or score a pick six at the end of the game because of how thoroughly you beat the Panthers, especially in the second half. Defense kind of a little leaky in the first half. Made some mistakes in the first half. Certainly let that run game get going. Hubbard was really effective in the first half. But they bowed their necks in the second, came up with a couple nice.
Yeah, nice job, A.J.
A.J. Terrell.
Nice job, A.J.
His first pick in a while.
Yeah, nice pick.
Raheem had a funny joke. He said he had to wait for me to come back before he could make another.
Because
it's literally been since Raheem was here the last time that A.J. had
an interception. Nice pick.
Yeah, it was a big pick, too, as much as it was pretty dominant performance from the Falcons, They're going down the field. They're in the red zone.
Yep.
They score there. That maybe even a tie ball game if they go for two. They're able to come up with that pick, take it 84 yards on Tyler Algier's back down the field, immediately backbreaking run to start the next drive, 18 yards. And I'm with you. Like, it's great to see an offense stick with the run when the run's going like that.
Yep.
I'm really starting to enjoy Zach Robinson's willingness to just do what's working.
Like
if the pass game was working 2 weeks before and they're like, all right, you know what, we don't have a lot going in the run game, we can get whatever we want in the pass, especially over the middle of the field, they're decimated in their safeties, like, let's just keep running it and I think we can win like this. Yesterday was the opposite. It was like the pass game was going okay, they weren't getting a ton of explosives from it, but Bijan and Tyler had it going.
Yeah, man.
Let's just hand it to
him.
Just give it to him. If we're going to run the ball 40 times, fine. We're going to run the ball 40 times, we're going to win.
Exactly. I mean, I think that when you see that, you know, like when you got that and that offensive line was getting in that groove and everything like that, and you saw them moving them off the ball, and that's what you want as an offensive lineman. Hey, I know it was good and we threw the ball, but man, we want to run the football. There's not an offensive line that's ever played that said they don't want to run a damn ball.
No, they enjoyed yesterday.
Yes, because you get to go mash out.
So much more than they enjoyed what happened on Thursday night against Tampa. Like, they won the game, they won in overtime, that's great. But you could see it. Caleb McGarry after the game is just lit up. Like,
yeah.
He's so excited about the way they ran the football.
When you can mash out on a defensive line as an offensive line.
Mash out in life.
They love it. Hell yeah, mashing out, it can go in so many different phrases, man.
One of the best things you can do.
Yeah, mashing, dog. I mean, but I'm just telling, like, when, like, Bijan, he was getting there, but Tyler was making holes.
Yeah.
You know, he was making stuff happen, making business decisions, everything. Both of Bijan's touchdown runs, they were tough as hell. They were tough-ass touchdown runs. Running hard. Hell, running over his teammate one time.
Yeah.
He's just running tough.
I was hoping on that final drive they would let, because they threw it on first down, his first and goal from the one, right? And they threw it, and that's fine. The Panthers expected him to run the football. They probably had him on their heels. The play wasn't there, so Kirk got rid of it. I was very hopeful that they would hand it to Tyler on second down, because Tyler deserved to get a touchdown as well. I was like, man, if they give it to Bijan just because he's Bijan and he gets that third touchdown, even though Tyler did all that work to get down there into the red zone and onto the goal line, that would kind of suck.
Yes.
So they didn't. They gave it to Tyler, and he got his touchdown. He went over 100 for the first time since his rookie season. Bijan was just nine. It was just 5 yards away.
Yeah.
They averaged 5 yards a carry. The Panthers had absolutely nothing for what the Falcons wanted to do in the run game. And it was beautiful to see, because that's exactly what we wanted to see. We wanted to see that get going, because we had seen the pass game get going in the past couple of weeks. And now you have both. I mean, and I don't personally care who carries the ball more.
No.
Whoever carries the ball more effectively, give it to him. Bijan is the, however you want to put it, he's RB1, however you want to put it. He got the ball, I think, four times before Algier even touched the ball in the first quarter. But you know what happened when Algier touched the ball in the first quarter?
He was making things happen.
7 yards, 9 yards, 9 yards. And then Algier got the ball more as the game went on. Because, again, I just, Zach Robinson, it's six games, so we'll see as it evolves. But he seems to have maybe a little bit less of that offensive coordinator cuteness that some of them have, where it's like, all right, this is working. Let's do something else now. Mm. Like, no, it's working.
It's working.
Keep doing it. Run it down their throat or pass it, whatever. Whatever's going good, keep doing it. And I like that about him, because that's one of the most infuriating things about play callers is when they go away from the thing that's working because they get bored with it. He didn't do that yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, and you look, it was pretty much even. I mean, they had 11 first downs, 11 passing first downs. They were 6-12 on third down. And did they tie possession? They just barely beat them out of tie possession.
Yeah, so, but the second half they dominated.
Because
I think it was 18-12.
They could never get the ball. And so you look at it, I mean, they had 11 drives, able to do a lot of different things, get guys involved. You had the passing game going. You know, Pitts had a big play there. Drake on the touchdown. I don't know. And was he supposed to wheel back in on the touchdown pass? I don't know. But, hell, hey, Kirk put it in there. That's that thing we talked about last week when one of Kirk's pressers, he was talking about gaining the trust of these receivers and just knowing they're going to be where they are going to be. And he just put the ball right on him. Great job by Ray McLeod catching a deflected ball.
Yeah.
Just great job right there. He made some nice catches also. Now, that was not – I don't know where the fumble thing came. I was like, okay,
he had it.
V was down.
Yeah. When they reviewed it, I thought they were going to decide where to mark the ball.
I was like, why are y'all
I didn't even know they were reviewing
it. I didn't either. So I went to go do something.
Yeah.
And I came back and was like, what the hell happened? How did they get the ball?
Yeah. No, we were at Wicked Wolf in Midtown with all the Falcons fans and the Bud Light folks and having a great time. And they go to commercial, and all of a sudden the Panthers have the ball.
Yeah.
It was like, wait a minute. I thought they were reviewing the spot. I didn't think they were reviewing a turnover, and turns out, I guess the ball was coming loose a little bit before his knee. But if the ball was coming loose, then it wasn't a catch.
Yeah.
It's exactly.
Whatever. Whatever.
It didn't ultimately end up mattering, but it was very frustrating. I thought that they missed
whatever.
That ball.
And
what did you make of the pass to Kyle Pitts in the corner of the end zone where he broke off his route?
I thought it was ass lazy. This is why. Because he was never going to get over top of the corner where Kurt threw the ball. Kurt should have back-shouldered it. If Kurt back shoulder, that's a touchdown. But even when he comes off the ball, he already predicted he's not getting the ball because of where the guy is playing.
Uh-huh.
All right, because that's more like a fade nine route.
So he didn't even think he was going to get the pass.
But he didn't
think
he was going to get a pass. And that was the bad part about it. Now, Kurt should have back shouldered it because Kurt back shouulders a damn touchdown.
Right.
But no, I thought it was.
So they said it was a miscommunication. After the game, which is what you say.
Which is what you say.
You're not going to throw anybody under the bus.
Which is what you say. But I thought it was a half-assed effort by Kyle. Meaning that he didn't think he was getting the ball because of how the corner was playing. And Kurt threw it there, though. Mm-hmm. If Kurt back shoulders it, that's a touchdown.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's not great.
No.
It's not great that we're still talking about stuff like that at this point. Had a couple nice plays.
Had some nice plays.
Stuff like that.
Nice. I know he ain't the best blocker. And I'm not saying I was the best blocker ever. But, damn it, I knew where to place my damn head. He has the worst head placement on blocking. Just put your head inside, Kyle. One time. I promise you it's going to be a crease right there.
18-point win.
I promise you.
Could have been a 25-point win.
Yeah.
With an immobile quarterback on the other side. Surely they got some sacks,
No,
right?
They didn't get any sacks, Andy.
Oh.
But without tell us.
Not even one?
But they ain't get none.
Huh.
No, but he's immobile. Their offensive line isn't that good.
Uh-uh.
And
they had the lead the whole game.
Yeah. All right.
I guess maybe the pass rushers just ain't that good.
All right.
Too bad. It's too bad. That's kind of the one knock against them right now because everything else is going pretty good.